Feeling very Olympic right now.
Why is that?
I got Olympic rings.
You have Olympic rings?
I've been using the Olympic app on TV. Have you done that?
I haven't done the app, no, but I've been watching it like crazy. I mean, just a very exciting weekend.
So you can watch anything. I watched Equestrian on Saturday night to fall asleep.
That helped.
That did help. For dressage, especially, where the horse is dancing, and you're like, okay.
The water polo looks intense.
The water polo is fun to watch.
It's so scary, though. I don't understand how they're swimming so long.
Treading water.
Well, that's what, was it Stacy last week that told us, just sort of observing the athletes, she said, those were the most jacked people there, the water polo.
Mm-hmm. Here's Stacy right now, Stacy St. Clair right here, who is our girl in Rio.
Hi, Stacy.
And this is you're the girl from Ipanema, is what it turns out to be, right?
We found her.
That's going on.
Me and Giselle, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
So were you saying last week that the water polo guys got to be the most. I talked to a guy who played water polo in high school and college, and he said it was hard. And he was an Olympic alternate athlete, and as a diver, and yet he also played water polo. And he said that nothing he'd ever done athletically was ever as hard as water polo.
Oh, it's amazing conditioning, isn't it, for your body? Wow. And it shows.
Yeah, you can definitely tell the water polo athletes down here. It's sort of fun when you like pass the athletes and try to guess what sport they're in, and it's pretty easy with the water polo guys. They definitely have that sort of more than the swimmers, that sort of V build.
Why don't you tweet out some more pictures of them so that we, the girls on the team here, can just kind of guess whether or not they're water polo or not. They are good looking.
We can do.
Speaking of good looking, the Lochte and that whole being held up thing, it was a little scary to see that. And then initially we saw Olympic committee or the official statement was, no, it didn't happen. And then they're like, wait a minute, it did.
Yeah, so it started with his mom. His mom was talking to somebody, some Australian TV station, and was telling them this story. And then the IOC saying they were acting on information from the USOC said, like, no, it was absolutely untrue. And then, you know, Lochte comes out and makes a statement where, you know, it was not only true, but he had this sort of narrative of what happened that seemed a little unusual. Like when the guns pointed at him, he didn't want to get down, even though the other swimmers, you know, got down when they pointed the guns and said, you know, lie on the ground. But, you know, Ryan Lochte resisted for, you know, at least a little while, it sounded like.
Isn't Ryan Lochte, though, down the ground? You know, he had his own reality show for about an hour and a half. Isn't he sort of known as a tool? Isn't he one of those guys?
Not the brightest bulb in the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, when someone has a gun at your head, the answer, the thing you say is not, quote, whatever.
Well, I think
it's what he says he said.
Yeah.
I'd like to review the tape on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where's your body cam? Where's the bad guy with the body cam right there? Because it's like, I don't know if I buy into it. But hey, listen.
But hey,
they're all okay.
That, gee. And they have their medals. They're okay. I think they were the robbed, right? But they're okay.
They took their money, not their credentials. And really, your credential here is sort of worth more than money. So I know they were relieved their credentials didn't get taken. Yeah, they seem to all be fine.
Good to hear that.
Stacy, do you have any juicy stories for us yet? Because Olympic Village is well known in past Olympics, the athletes getting a bit, I like to get to know each other. I guess I'll leave it at that. You got anything for us yet, Stacy?
Oh, there's a good one. There's a good one.
There are, along those same lines of the party place that is the Olympic Village, there are like condom machines all over the Olympic Park, and they have big signs on them that say celebrate with a condom. So, and they have like a little mascot, the little Olympic mascot on the condom machine.
I was going to say they could make the Olympic rings with them.
You should get that going. I'm surprised it hasn't been made already. They said that they're handing out 500,000 condoms at this Olympics.
Well, can
female
I ask you,
condoms,
what, no, wait.
Female condoms and male condoms.
Oh, yeah, because those.
By the way.
Yeah, everybody uses those. Mm-hmm. Hey, explain something to me, though. Is this what happens when Olympians, or like when high-functioning athletes, after they've successfully done something, do they just rut like pigs? What happens? I did not realize that that's like a side effect of Olympic glory.
Well, I think it is. They're all people who are in like the best shape of their lives, and they're at the happiest moment, most of them, of their lives, because they've reached their pinnacle. And they celebrate in all kinds of ways, I guess.
Well, I saw that shot putter. She didn't look like she was in such great shape. I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, but it's like I remember being there covering the Olympics in Greece, and as more and more of the events finished and you saw a bunch of people just like, you know, just exuberant that it was behind them and they had medaled and they had reached this moment
right.
in time, that the parties just got better and better. And it felt as if there are a lot of people who are single, who are naturally young athletes, and some stuff happens. I understand, though, that Tinder is actually being used in the athletic village this year, Olympic Village.
Yeah. I mean, Tinder, it's just a couple. I think it started in Sochi. It was sort of like the popular one of them. Bumble's also really popular.
There you go.
That's Kevin's pick.
That's female-driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really popular here now, too, because it sort of empowers the women a little bit more to when making their choices. So yeah, we've heard about all the different, you know, Grindr is very popular. We've heard about all the different apps here.
I don't know what that is. What's that? I don't know what that is.
You know. What? Never right. heard of it. Never
now,
heard of it.
Here's the interesting story. A Brazilian diving duo have drifted apart and no longer will compete together because one of them engaged in a marathon sex session, according to reports. Giovanna Pedroso, 17, says she was booted from her Olympic Village room after her 20-year-old partner, Ingrid Oliveira, could have a late-night romp with another athlete, according to South American media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Classic marathon sex session.
Yeah. She wasn't allowed back in her room all night as Oliveira was busy with canoeist Pedro Goncalves.
Classic Pedro.
Yeah. Oh, they named it.
I can't believe they called him out. Yeah. It's like, come on.
The banishment caused a major fight between the divers who finished last in the 10-meter synchronized dive. And now Pedroso has decided to permanently ditch her partner and compete on her own.
Hard to be synchronized when you're really not on the same page with all that
yeah.
stuff.
She sounds jealous.
Aren't they supposed to do everything together? I think that's what Pedro was hoping for, don't you? Hey, don't you think maybe the two of you...
We synchronized.
You do everything together.
We synchronized this.
What would
yes.
be so wrong here?
Great line. Could have used
exactly.
that one.
Exactly. I think you two are so beautiful together. All right, hold on. Let me ask you. Let me ask you this. Speaking of the diving venue, the mm-hmm. Germans mm-hmm. say, and they say that the diving venue smells like flatulence. Have you been there?
I have not, but I've spoken to people who have, and they will not. They do not dispute the Germans' description.
Oh, ouch! That's damning.
Oh my God!
Well, the problem is they poured too much hydrogen peroxide mm-hmm. or something. Whatever caused the pool to go green, it was caused by an excess of hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
And you know that has a definite smell to it, and just think of that in like large doses.
Yuck! Just yuck. Mm-hmm. Stacey, mm-hmm. I also saw your article, and I loved it, about my fellow Lane Tech alum, Amy Borman, who has been the coach of Simone
yeah.
Biles since she was 6 years old. Of course, Marta Caroli is the team coach, but she's been her personal coach for years. And it's so mm-hmm. moving to follow her story. But then I loved in your story how you talked about how she's been compared to the Walter Payton and Mike Ditka, the two of them, and that she loved that. Did you get to talk to her, too? I mean, you met
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, I've talked to her a couple times during the games, and I talked to her right after Simone won the all-around, and she, like, literally her athlete has just won the crowning glory of, you know, gymnastics, and she's like, oh my gosh, did you see that tweet comparing us to Ditka and Payton? Is it the greatest ever?
Aww.
And I was like, well, really? Wouldn't this gold medal be the greatest ever? But she's like, I mean, that's just kind of how she is. She's just, like, really down-to-earth and really funny and is not really, you know, affected by all of this.
I love that. Love that.
She has a great mustache, just like Coach Ditka as well, so I can see the comparison there.
You got to have it in Chicago to be mm-hmm. a great coach.
Right.
She might need to grow one.
It's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, I don't know that analogy really holds.
Why not?
The Ditka and Payton analogy. Because Payton and Ditka weren't like the, you know, Payton was already very well established by the time Ditka became head coach.
She's a big Bears
right.
fan. She loved
yeah.
just the
analogy. I know. I don't want
to
get in the way.
Don't try to get in the way of it.
I just want to if I'm going to poo-poo anywhere, it's going to be in the pool.
Nowhere near the
because
pool either.
Because the pool, no one would know
stay
if I did.
Out of the pool.
I mean, it is. It's like that scene. It's like the Caddyshack scene. Like they dive in and they get, they should drain the pool and start all over again.
And that's what they did, right? That's exactly what they did.
Well,
they did the diving. It's back to blue today.
Yeah. But is it all new water?
Now, yeah.
Is it all new water?
I thought they heard that.
Yeah. They Yeah, they drained it. But it's still not like, you know, because you see the underwater cams and stuff.
Yeah,
and
not good.
Usually when the divers go in, you can see them pretty, you know, clearly. And it still seemed like a little bit foggy to me. But it wasn't like the color of the Chicago River on St. Patrick's Day. So yeah. I felt like that was a step in the right direction for Rio.
You know what? The water, when you look at it from the underwater camera, it looks like mucusy. And that, and you know what?
Yeah,
If I'm a diver, I don't want mucus. No. That's other people's mucus right there. I don't need that.
You just don't want to think about it. And when you see it visually, you're sort of like, you can't stop thinking about it, you know? What about this Usain Bolt? And everybody's going wild about him running in that picture. The picture of him just smiling at the camera mid-race. And the other guys are like way behind him as if, you know, he's just got this. It's just.
He looks like he's out for a Sunday stroll.
Yes.
Like it's not even an issue for him. He's blowing away the competition.
Exactly.
I mean, that guy has fun in like everything he does. I mean, his victory lap was literally 1,000 times longer than his race. I mean, that is perfect.
Yes,
you know?
That's
true. He's posing with the mascot and, you know, he was hamming it up before the race for the cameras. I mean, that, you know, there's a lot of comparisons like, you know, Bolt, Phelps, but like Bolt is a showman in a way that goes beyond just being an incredible athlete. I mean, he is fun to watch.
They showed that video too of him meeting Barack Obama, mm-hmm. and they're walking down a hallway, mm-hmm. and then Barack Obama does the Bolt thing. I mean, I don't care how you feel about Barack Obama politically. I mean, and I know that people have some very, very serious reservations about him, and for good reason politically. But if you no guy has ever been cooler as president. There's only one president. I cannot imagine another president with Usain Bolt doing the Bolt and looking cool.
And looking okay with
right?
it. Right? Yeah.
I mean, no one could do that.
Very few. I can't think of any, really.
Bill Clinton would try it, but you go, oh, that's kind of creepy. You know, and George W. Oh, come on now. Let's do the Bolt. You know, Richard Nixon doing the Bolt?
No,
I don't see.
No.
I don't
no,
see.
No,
Warren
no,
Harding,
no,
maybe?
No,
I don't know. But with that Bolt thing, it's like, and you see, and he does it like effortlessly, like the two of them. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a great shot.
Yeah.
There's a thing you should also try if you have in the New York Times is this thing where you try to even press the button, I'm ready to go with Usain Bolt. How long it takes him to get off the starting blocks, which is like 0.155 a second. And all you have to do is press your finger to the go when it says on your mark, set, go, and see if you can beat him. And you can't beat him.
Well, the thing is,
you can't beat him.
And he was slow out of the blocks.
Exactly.
In the final.
He made up for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he made up for it by just deciding.
Part of me thinks he did it on purpose for the showman value because, like you said, he breaks out into a smile like halfway through because it's, you know, it's over.
Yeah. All right, Stacey, thank you very much. Excellent work. We'll check back
thank
in with you.
You.
Thank
sure,
you.
Guys.
All right, Stacey Sinclair working double duty there. Morning show and afternoon show, and of course, writing for the Chicago Tribune, reader at tribune.com.